That is a photo that you map onto a 3D mesh for a villain in the next Dune game.
Or that character from Total Recall.
I never hear this. What the fuck is Dune? I hear you guys talk about this all the time. What the fuck is it? Why did I break you all? Do you know what Dune is? What? I demand a fucking explanation or I'm going to stick my Final Fantasy 13 into your system.
I love the fact that you've been going along with this ruse.
Yeah.
For years. You've been like, whatever, this Dune thing they keep talking about, sure. And finally the truth comes clean. I don't know what Dune is.
Dune's a book by Frank Herbert. It's about sort of sci-fi.
No, it's the best game desert PS3 ever. Planet. It'll revive it.
Will it break my PS3?
It'll revive it.
You could actually base a religion on what happens in Dune.
Yes.
Yes. It's a Messiah story. It's really entertaining.
Would you enact it for me?
No, but I could recommend you a movie that does.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
Thinner?
Or a miniseries, actually. I'd recommend the miniseries.
Yeah.
Fringe?
No, it's actually, the miniseries, oddly enough, is also called Dune.
Doctor Who?
That's good, too. You could watch that. Sure. They'll probably make a Dune reference.
Pretend that's Dune.
I've never seen Doctor Who either. I understand. I know it. I've never seen it. I know it's the same fucking guy, but they change the actor all the time because they haven't perfected life yet.
What?
And you were thinking, yeah, never mind. Fuck it. Keep going.
What?
No.
Actually, okay, what do you think Doctor Who is like?
But they have to recreate him all the time. But he retains the same memories and shit. But the only reason they make up this bullshit is because they can't keep the actors alive, right? Otherwise, if the guy could stay alive forever, he'd just be Doctor Who forever, wouldn't he?
So you think David Tennant's dead?
I don't know who the fuck that is. Maybe.
He was the last Doctor.
Yeah. And no, that's really... You know what? I think we need James Oikawa.
Now I'm more interested in finding out what Will thinks Dune is.
You're right.
I just see it as a big hole in like a donut, and that's Dune.
So it's kind of a torus of space
time. No, that's
Halo.
When I hear the word Dune, I think of a giant fucking hole. I don't know why.
Are there sandworms?
No, it's just like, don't fall in this hole.
Are there thoughts?
No, there's the new Dune catchphrase. Don't fall in this hole. My God, have you ever met a man named Brian Herbert? Because this would explain a lot.
No? Is he dead?
No.
Sadly, no.
Is he Doctor Who?
No, probably.
Did he fall in that hole?
Yes.
Who the fuck is this guy? Do I need to beat him up?
Brian Herbert is Frank Herbert's son.
Fucking Frank Herbert.
He's the guy who wrote Dune and the subsequent 5 books that followed.
Oh, so his son hates him?
No, well, he must. If you've read some of the books, he'd probably be convinced.
His son continued his series.
And shit all over it?
Yes.
With a big hole?
Yes.
The name of that big hole is Kevin J. Anderson.
Whatever, man. Just keep talking. It's funny, because I don't know shit about what you guys are talking about, because I'm not all into this, like, obscure nerdy shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you ever tried to play Final Fantasy 13, I would look like a fucking genius.
That's true.
Yes, you do.
Fucking
so
paradigm
well
shift into Devil Ravager Commando mode. 13,000 hits. Ah, switch to combat clinic. Ah, heal. Auto heal. Battle. Fight. Oh, bring out Odin! Transform to horse mode!
feet and head, arms, summons torso.
All the summons are Transformers.
Everything you that entire sequence sounds to me like this fever dream of some Downs kid.
Transform to horse mode.
Way to start the show with a reference.
Yes. Wow, what the fuck is that a reference to?
It's our arch nemesis, or I'm sorry,
Is it Will's?
No. How would we put the LRR crew? Because they're not our nemesis. They're like the West, not even the West Coast Avengers. They're like
our counterparts.
They're like the Fantastic Four to our Avengers.
We want to be their friends.
Yes, we totally want to be their friends. Okay,
they're
kind of
like you know how Mike Holmes is like my man crush. Graham Stark is like Ian's man crush.
I know.
Yes. So, innocentdickgirls.com. So Will has two PS3s.
So that's why Will needs a PS3, I see. He needs basically a dump for all of his pornography, so that when the police come by, he only has to smash one of his PS3s to avoid the collection of evidence. There's the clean one, and there's the innocent dick girls PS3.
Some sort of, he needs like a PS3 shredder that he can put it through.
Yes.
This guy can't draw penises worth shit.
Second question, why is there not a website called convicteddickgirls.com?
Okay, wait. You could just put it inside of a microwave and just leave it there the entire time. And the moment the police show up, you just hit start. And the microwave destroys everything.
The dick girls or the microwave?
The dick girls.
The microwave will probably cook itself too. Have they put a PS3 inside of a microwave?
God, I need to move to Thailand.
I could do that and YouTube that shit.
Yes.
And maybe make my money back. Nuke.
Yet again, I feel the need to become a Bond villain because I want to have just a dick girl whose job it is to sit with her dick in a microwave, waiting for the moment when I need to push start and destroy everything.
She needs some sort of unusual Bond-ish name, though.
Innocent dick girl?
It'd be like Dixie something, wouldn't
hello,
it?
Hello, innocent
it'd be Dixie
dick girl.
Normus, right? Dixie Normus.
My God.
That's perfect.
It's actually stolen from Austin Powers, but
it doesn't matter. Where do you think they got Octopussy from? I'm pretty sure that's original. Yeah.
So, yeah, Dixie Normus.
And she's a Southern Belle.
No, she's my Bond girl. She's far too Asian for that, which is why I won't fuck her.
Oh, fair enough.
And she's got a penis.
What? So Dickie. So D-I-K-I.
Dickie. I thought it was Dixie. D-I-X-I-E.
Yeah, it could be Dixie. Okay.
D-I-X-I-E. Normus.
Yes.
Dixie Normus.
All of this is gold. Oh, erotic log cabins. Yes. No. That's a win. All I have to do is read erotic log cabins, and I'm taken back in time.
So that was first
end of Mars.
That's a Simpsons reference.
Ah!
What else do you consider obscure nerdy things?
Not having a girlfriend. No. What do I consider obscure nerdy shit? I don't know. Dune. Oh, you said what else?
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings?
Sorry, what?
Lord of the Rings?
No, I fucking love that shit. Basically, anything that I'm into isn't nerdy, and anything that I'm not into is fucking nerdy.
How about the SCA?
Oh, yeah. The Society for Creative Anachronism, or just even LARPing.
His eyes are going up and to the right. He's accessing a visual cortex.
Let me change that to Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
Dungeons and Dragons is shit-ass fucking tardo nerdy.
But you play Final Fantasy.
I've never played it, and I never will play it. But one time I played it, and it wasn't bad, but when I was done, it was nerdy again. Nah, I just don't want people to think I'm a nerd, because I've got enough things. I have no hair.
Like Captain Picard, and he's in Star Trek.
I've got big teeth. I am at certain points in my life too overweight. I don't need to be a nerd as well. I gotta be cool, yo.
Have you even seen Tron?
I've seen others.
Do you know what Tron is?
I've played the Tron sequence in Kingdom Hearts 2.
That's basically it.
And I was aware of its existence. I just never actually went to go see it, and I knew what it was about. And also, I saw the I saw the Simpsons Halloween episode, Homer Cubed, and where everybody was like, you ever seen Tron? And everybody was like, no, no, no. I said no with them. And then I looked it up, and I was like, damn right, no. What?
That gay computer shit?
Nah, niggers are cool.
Anyway, no fly lists. That's a good topic.
Clearly.
Doppels is on one. You should have been in the car with us on the way back from Jaff. Because boy, did we talk about masturbation.
All right.
How you wipe your ass. Sitting or standing.
Oh, I have a follow-up to that.
Good.
Because I explained to you that I sit down when I... Okay. And I said that I was apparently full of shit when I told you what I do because I studied it when I got home that night.
That's good.
Right. So I told you that I basically sit back like this and go way
That's
in.
That's good
right?
radio.
Yeah, I'm explaining to you. You're here.
I know, but they got to hear it.
Dick!
All right.
No, what it is I basically... You want to? I'll show you.
No, you don't have to show me. You have to tell me. You sit on the toilet and you lean back.
So I sit on the toilet, yeah, but no. Wait. Give me a minute.
He's going to go test this out. I'll fill the audience in on what's going on. Apparently, there's a real issue with people who either sit down to wipe their ass or stand up to wipe their ass. And this has been troubling the Something Awful forums for years now, apparently.
Okay.
Should I go on?
Yes.
Yes.
So we're in the vehicle and we're riding along and I'm saying I find it interesting because I can't picture somebody having to stand up to wipe their ass. Because, you know, the natural thing seems to be that, well, you wouldn't want to stand up because you just end up crushing your butt cheeks together and you'd have an awful mess you'd have to clean up, right? And it doesn't seem... Plus, then you're kind of elevated. It's just not really that comfortable. And so everyone in the car is all like, yeah, no, I totally... You know,
except for Will.
Yeah, and Will's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And so I say, well, the thing is that the people who stand up think that people who sit down to wipe are filthy, filthy creatures. And vice versa, right? And so I'm thinking, but why would you think that to sit down to wipe would make you filthy? I couldn't quite figure out what they were thinking. And then it finally occurred to me. The people who stand up, who say they stand up, and I want you to see the air quotes when I do that, they think the people who sit down, remain seated fully on the toilet, take a handful of tissue, reach in between the front of their legs, go over top of their genitals or underneath their genitals, and then wipe from behind with their hand practically in the toilet.
Or just back to front.
Well, essentially, you know, the thing of back to front. But the thing is that you're trying to wipe in that manner of dipping your hand and trying to avoid all your mess that you've put in the toilet kind of deal. That's what they think. The people who stand up think that the people who sit down do. Mm-hmm. And so in the reverse, the people who sit down think the people who stand up to wipe are standing up full leg extension, locking their knees, and then trying to dig out their mess. And I'm thinking, so I think the issue is that both people wipe the same way in that they scoot forward a bit, they kind of, you know, lean like they're about to stand up, and then they reach around behind themselves and they would do it because that would seem to be the most natural method. And I says, but I think that's the natural way you do it. And everyone's like, yeah, I see what you mean. It's two sides of the same coin. Everyone thinks that the other person's fucking retarded because they have the wrong picture in their head. And then true to form, Will says, wait, so you don't all reach between your legs to wipe your ass? True to form. So now he's in the washroom, trying to remember how he wipes his ass.
All right. So first of all, I took off my pants and sat down because I just wanted to simulate this, and then I had to pee. So I was really sad for a moment because I was like, oh no, I've just pissed like a woman.
Ooh, I have to ask
luckily, I was able to take a shit as well.
So you wipe your cock?
Anyway, so it was no longer a simulation. It was a practical study. So... Here's what happened.
I can't wait.
I told you before that I lean back and whatever. No, here's what it is. And you guys said the reason why it wouldn't make any fucking sense is because your dick and stuff would get in the way, right?
Well, you just peed out of your dick, and plus there's a bunch of stuff below you sitting
down.
Yeah,
right. And like I said, okay, first of all, I don't know how your toilets work, but my toilets don't have the water so fucking high that, like, you got to reach in pretty far to touch it. Here's what I do, and I can't believe I didn't realize this. I take my dick and my balls, and I pull them out of the toilet. Yes. Out of the way, and then go in underneath.
I like how when you did that, you extended your arm a full foot away from your body.
Well, I want to be true to form, right?
Yes. So. And then you go in between, go right past your taint, and wipe back to front, front to back. It doesn't really matter.
My cheeks
I don't even want to
stay
talk
firmly
about
planted
anymore.
On the seat the entire time.
It's still, I think it's an unusual thing, but apparently people do it. And so at that point, I can't be upset about it. I just think still to stand up and fully extend your knees until full lock is a very dirty method of doing it, but I don't know. There must be somebody out there. There are people who wipe their ass with a rag, you know?
Do you think standing up full lock is dirtier than what I do?
You know what? No, because I think if you stand up full lock, you're smearing your feces all. Why are we talking about this?
You brought it up.
So wait. Will.
What?
Which way are you facing when you do this?
In my particular bathroom, in fact.
No. Towards or away from the tank. Are you riding the toilet like some sort of demented motorcycle?
No! Transform my toilet into a fucking horse and then I'll take out fucking Falsey while I'm at it.
Just as an experiment.
I just want it. The next time I sit on the toilet, I'm just going to shout out fucking tireless aggression! Paradigm shit.
Oh, God. Paradigm shit.
Oh,
passive aggressive.
My turns are healing me now. Oh, they're casting magic.
So, and then, yeah, then there was lots to talk about masturbation and finding porn. Finding
right.
porn. Yes.
I talked about the first time I masturbated, and you talked about the first time you masturbated.
Most of us did. The weird thing is, though, is I have a feeling as far as porn, like published porn, right? Like, nobody really these days goes for too much published porn, I think, if you have the internet. But it's still a viable force in the pornography market.
Wait. Do you mean published porn that you only get through published means, or do you mean published porn that you may find via the internet via whatever means?
No, I mean like the Dead Tree.
I was going to say, because Bang Bus to you is not published?
Yeah, okay, I see your point. But I mean like Dead Tree format, right? Okay, so now we're talking purely print.
So Playboy magazine.
Full glossy, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, and so basically...
Jugs,
exactly. Club. And so I think of that...
Spade.
What I think I would want to do with that...
Granny's Monthly.
The first time I discovered pornography was somebody had left... A pornographic magazine next to shit. I don't know, like one of those, you know, those power converter box things that they have that sit outside people's houses, the cable boxes, the transformers, those kind of things.
Oh, I have a good story about a wasp nest and my mom in one of those.
So in any case, there was a magazine somebody had left, a filthy old thing, inside a plastic bag next to one of these things out in the middle of a field or whatever. Go with it because it supposedly makes sense. And in any case, so all of us kids gathered around it, looked at it, and it's all like, oh, sweet, I want to have things with her, yes, and then you can have sex with her, and that one's going to be that guy's girlfriend because he's the nerd. That would be me. And so anyway, I always get the leavings. It was terribly traumatic. But in any case, it was like, so that's pornography, and you're like, oh, look at this. There are naked women, and that's a good thing. And so I feel like in some small way, that I should pay this forward to the next generation, that I should go buy like some sort of soft core pornography, like go buy like a 1980s Playboy when they didn't take all sorts of like wide angle, you know, speculum shots and all that kind of crap.
Spread eagle.
Nice, you know, the nice tasteful soft core pornography, put a couple in a bag and then go down to like the middle of a forest or something and just leave them there and be like, yes, I know, because they'll last in some later form in the generation, you know. The 10-year-olds who ride their bikes through here will find it at some point, and they will come across pornography the way they were meant to find it.
If anybody ever caught you doing that, you'd be fucking arrested.
I'd probably go to jail. We'll be right back.
I think, oh god, my leg just like snapped and my bone popped out of the socket or some shit.
Will may have broken his leg while doing a podcast, and I can see his belly.
Ouch.
I can see more of his belly. I had no idea I had more hair than he did.
Oh.